Speaking on this program is Bill Boyd.
And this lesson I'm bringing comes somewhat from some of the thoughts I've had since I've seen that movie that Ben Stein has produced, Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed. I want you to see that movie. You might want to just wait to see it on DVD. I want you to go to the website. It's just Expelled the Movie. That's not hard to find. Just expelledthemovie.com. Look at the trailers. Get a picture of what that is. It's not a Bible movie, but it is a movie that talks about free speech and religion and God and Darwinism and atheism and Nazism. It shows the whole realm of that subject. The movie goes into what happens to scientists in their profession when they start saying, well, maybe from what we see, couldn't have just happened. Maybe there is such a thing as intelligent design, and what happens to their careers when such a thing like that is mentioned by them. Intelligent design begins with science. It's talking about looking at the things that we see in this world and seeing what we have and asking the question, how could this be? And from the study of science, coming to the conclusion that someone did this. This didn't just happen. That God is behind this. Now, creationism starts at a different point. It starts with the Bible. And so you read the Bible, and you see what the Bible says, and from that you look out at the world, and you understand it in terms of what is written in this book. Now, it's two different ways of looking at this, but you know, if you start with this science, and you look at that, and through science you're looking toward God, or if you start with God's Word, and with God's Word you're looking at that, and through God's Word you're looking at the world, if you're doing those things correctly, and you see truth, which is going to be the same truth, it's not going to contradict, it's just you're starting at different points to get there. But truth is what it is. And even though those are two different viewpoints, they're not contradictory one with another, and they don't clash. In fact, the Bible takes you both ways. The Bible tells you and lays out the argument in the Bible for intelligent design. In Psalm 19 and verse 1, it says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out to all the earth, and their word to the end of the world. Why, you can just look all over the world and see. These things tell us there is a God. Like the book of Job, Job chapter 12, verses 7 through 9, where it says, ask the beast, and they shall teach thee. Or the fowl of the air, and they shall tell thee. Or speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee. Or the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee. Who knoweth not that the hand of the Lord hath wrought this, in whose hand is the breath of all mankind? And we find it also in the New Testament in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath shown it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. These are the passages that teach us you can look at this world, and from the study of this world come to the conclusion there is a God. But the Bible also shows us the creationist point of view. And it starts in Genesis 1:1 with the proposition, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, the key to understanding Genesis 1:1 is that word, God. In our English Bibles, that's usually the fourth word in the Bible. In the Hebrew that this was written in, it's the third word. In the beginning is one word in Hebrew. And then it's the verb, in the beginning created, and then the third word is God. So I'm going to call it the third word. In the beginning created God. And that's the key to understanding Genesis 1:1 and then the rest of the Bible. And if you read down through that Bible and you're coming across some things, says, you know, I wonder about that. How can that be? Well, go back and think about that third word. If you can understand that third word and get your mind into what that is teaching us, the third word, well, then the rest of this is not going to be a struggle. And there's many today that say they're Bible believers. And they'll turn to the Bible and they look at those first stories in Genesis, usually Genesis 1 through 11. They say, well, now I believe the Bible, but now Genesis 1 through 11, about that now, just look at those stories. Here we've got God creating heaven and earth and all that in them is in 7 days. And then you've got the story of Adam and Eve and the Garden of Eden and the serpent that came in the garden and tempted Eve and how men fell. And they were cast out of the garden. And you got the story then of Cain and Abel and how the Cain slew Abel. And then of the wickedness that followed and the 10 generations that occur from Adam to Noah and the great long years that men lived in those early days. And then you have the story of Noah and the ark and the flood and all the animals that went into the ark that were spared. And then following that, you have the story of the Tower of Babel. And people look at that and they say, well, now I believe the Bible, but that is myth. That first part is, it's not really that way. That's just the way it was told. That maybe being gracious to it, you say, well, there must be an analogy here that way. And I don't really believe it like that, and yet they'll say they're Bible believers. Well, I want to give you some good reasons to believe that these things are so. I want you to think, if any of those stories trouble you, go back to the third word. Go back to that word God and see what that says. And is there anything we know that overcomes the third word of the Bible and what that is and what that implies that would cause you to doubt these things? But let me give you a real good reason to believe these things. And I want to start. I want you to follow this logic. I want to start in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'm going to begin reading in verse 1. And here's what it says. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached to you, which also ye have believed and wherein ye stand, by the which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and was buried, and rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. And he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. Last of all he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time. What Paul is teaching here is the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the evidence we have that that resurrection took place. In fact, when we read the Bible, what we have here in this section of the Bible we call the New Testament are the historical documents from that period of time that have been collected and preserved to us down to this day that contain the evidence that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. I was with a discussion with some folks the other day and they said, how do you know that's what they are? And I said, well, that's what the Bible tells us they are. In John chapter 20 and verse 31, it says, these things are written that ye might believe. And Luke, the historian, in Luke chapter 1 and verse 4, writing to Theophilus, says, these things are given to you, most excellent Theophilus. I'm writing these things so you may know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. You want to have the evidence for your faith? God never does expect us to believe anything without evidence. And in these books, you've got the letters that were written, and the documents that were made and the essays that were written that provide the proof, the evidence that Jesus is the Son of God, and it centers in on His resurrection. And the importance of that resurrection cannot be understated. In the same chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 14, it says this, if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is vain and your faith also is in vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we've testified of God that He raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. That's how important the resurrection of Christ is. And Jesus was raised from the dead so that we might have faith. So that we might know and have that confirmation that He is the Son of God. And so in Romans 12, verses 2 and 3, it says Jesus has been declared to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead. So, when we come to these stories in Genesis 1 through 11, Jesus rose from the dead and He's the Son of God. And if Jesus believed those stories, then we can too. And that's the real thrust of that lesson this morning. Hebrews 11, verse 3 says, by faith we understand that by the Word of God were these things made, so that the things which appear are not, or things which we see are not made by things which do appear. By faith we understand that. What does that mean? You know what faith is? Faith is believing what someone tells you. That's all faith is. Faith is believing what you've been told. And Jesus has told us these things. And we've got the testimony about these stories. We've got it from Moses and Job and David and the prophets and the apostles and Jesus Himself. And so that's testimony that is told. John 14, verses 1 through 2, Jesus said this, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I want us to focus on that. If it wasn't so, Jesus would have told us. If there were not many mansions in His Father's house, Jesus wouldn't have said that. And He wouldn't have allowed His apostles to continue to believe that if it were not so. It was just an illustration. If it was just a myth, He would have said that. Often we read in the New Testament that Jesus would say, you've heard that it hath been said by them of old, and correct some perverted understanding or misunderstanding that people have of what was in the Old Testament. And He would correct it. Jesus would not lie. And He would not speak and declare Himself in such a way that we would be left believing a lie. And so realizing that, let's look at some of these stories. From the creation in Genesis 1:1, Jesus said in Mark chapter 13 and verse 19, the affliction that is coming is going to be such that was not since the beginning of the creation which God created. Jesus talked about the creation as though it really happened. Let's look at the story of the creation of man in Genesis 1:27. In the image of God made him, male and female created he them. In Mark chapter 19, verse 4, he said, have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? So, well, that's just the beginning of man. Maybe that's just the beginning of man. No, it's not. Mark chapter 10 and verse 6. Have ye not read that He which made them from the beginning of the creation made them male and female? Quoting that very passage. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27. Speaking as though that was so. It's the story of Adam and Eve. Genesis chapter 2. There's a part of that story toward the latter part of the second chapter. When God takes Eve and from a rib He creates woman. And Adam looks upon the woman and says, she's now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. And said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Well, that's what Jesus also said. In Matthew chapter 19 and verse 5, when He said, have ye not read He which made them at the beginning, made them male and female? And then He quoted the second chapter and said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Jesus spoke of those things as though they happened. And the temptation in the garden. You remember when the serpent was more subtle than all the beasts which the Lord God had made. And after God had said, if you partake of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt die. And what did Satan say? Thou shalt not surely die. Well, he just told a lie. That's what he did. Jesus refers to that in John chapter 8 and verse 44. He says, when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, because Satan is a liar and the father of it. Lies came from Satan. Of course, he's referring back to that event when Satan first lied. What about the story of Cain and Abel? You read in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 10, God says, Cain, where is your brother? The blood of your brother crieth out to me from the ground. Well, did that really happen? According to Jesus, it did. In Matthew chapter 23, verses 34 through 35, that upon this generation would endure that which is built up from the blood of righteous Abel, of his blood from the earth. And so referring back to that story of Cain and Abel. And then about Noah and the flood. What about that story about Noah and the ark and the animals and the flood? Do you believe it? Well, Jesus spoke of it as though it really happened. And we find that in Matthew chapter 24, in verse 37. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, making merry and giving in marriage, until that day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, if it were not so, he would have told us. He knew that the people he was speaking to believed those things. He did not leave them believing a lie. If it were not so, he would have told us. Jesus not only spoke of these stories as true. If we had time this morning, we could go into the words of the apostles. We could go from Adam being the first man to Adam being first formed and then Eve, to the serpent beguiling Eve, to Cain being called that wicked one, to the seventh from Adam who's identified as Enoch, to the eight souls that were saved by water. And throughout those epistles, time after time after time, those men that Jesus said would be delivering these things as it has been given to them by the Holy Spirit. And these men spoke of these things as though they really happened, as though they were so. And Jesus believed it, and Peter and Paul and James and John and Jude believe it, then we can believe it too. Now, let me tell you something about faith. Romans 10:17 says, faith cometh by hearing. So if you ever want to know what faith is believing what you've been told. That's what it is. Now, what have you been told, and what do you believe? Now, here we get some scientist, and he goes out, and he digs in the ground, and he digs up a bone. And he looks at this bone, and he'll stand before you with all his wisdom, and he said, from the study of this bone, I conclude something different than what the Bible says. Who are you going to believe? You going to believe these men of the Bible? You going to believe that scientist that tells you these things? I tell you, I'm going to believe what Jesus said. The reason is, Jesus rose from the dead. Now, if I'm going to compare with what Jesus is saying after he has risen from the dead to what this scientist says from the study of this bone, who are you going to believe? Until some of these scientists rise from the dead, I'm going to believe what Jesus said. He's got the credentials that they do not have. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 20 through 21. In fact, we ought to read that. There's a certain word there, but I want us to look at the whole thing. Very last verses of 1 Timothy. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with you. Amen. Now there's good science, and there's also those of us that think we're good, and we do bad science. And so there's science falsely so called. And if you believe Jesus, then you can believe Genesis. But what about these things? What about these findings? What about what they're telling? How can I explain all that? How do I pull all that together in the face of what they're saying? Well, here's how you do it. Go back to the third word, God. And all of a sudden, it's not hard at all. Now, I may not be able to understand all of the science and all of the physical processes that result in things appearing the way that they do today as we look at them. But I don't have to do that. I don't have to do that. I know who I believe. And I know that where I can go back, I still believe in God. And it simply tells me that we hadn't thought this thing through well enough yet. If we can't figure out how to explain all that, there's a lot of things we can't explain. And as we keep thinking and learning, we change those explanations based on what we learn, and we just hadn't learned enough yet to know how to explain it all. But it doesn't mean that anything God's ever told us is not so. Well, these things are written that ye might believe. You believe Jesus rose from the dead. Well, if you do, then you need to act on that faith. You need to turn from every other way that's falsely so-called. You need to turn from every other lifestyle, and that is repentance. You need to confess His name before men and be baptized into Christ and live a life in keeping with His will. And then those precious promises of those mansions that are set before us, they are yours and they are your confidence as well.